The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
With the City of Perth election just 24 hours away, we'll soon find out who will be Perth's new Lord Mayor. God, this election feels like it has taken years, but in fact, it's only taken a couple of months. Joining me for a final update on the election is the City of Perth Returning Officer, Kelly Dancy. Kelly, thanks again for joining us. How are the stress levels a day out?
Thanks, Jenna. No, things are going well. We're doing our final site visit today to make sure that the count space is all going in lovely for everybody that's coming along to watch.
Amazing. So what will that look like? Will it be sort of like what we see on the TV when we see a federal election and a state election, or is it going to be a little bit more private?
No, it will be reasonably similar. There'll be a counting area where my staff will be and a roped-off area there for the scrutineers and the staff to be in, and then a public gallery area where anybody can come down and watch the proceedings.
Fantastic. Now, tell us, we had the figures out on Monday. Where are we sitting at with the packages received today? Give us a big reveal.
Yes, so as of yesterday, we haven't finalised the Australia Post returns today,
sure.
But as of yesterday, we were sitting on 5,411, which is 35.4% of the ballots that were mailed out.
Interesting. So that's where is that sitting in between the 2015-2017? Are we at the same type of return?
Yeah, so we've got today and tomorrow returns obviously still to go. So 2015 was 36.6 and 2017 was 37.0. So I'm quite reasonably confident that we'll be able to top those numbers in the next day or two.
That's good. Good to hear. And again, you said on Monday, if anyone does have a ballot, maybe it's time to pop down to the council house to return that. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. No way the Australia Post is going to be able to get it back to us in time. So anybody that's still sitting with a ballot package at home, please drop that off today before 5 o'clock today at Council House, 27 St George's Terrace, or pop down and see us tomorrow. So the Council House will be open just for election business tomorrow from 8 till 6. And also, anybody that's lost their package or never received it in the mail and think they're entitled to a package, again, either visit the council house today or tomorrow and see us tomorrow, and we can reissue a package.
No, not a worry at all. Now, I guess the question on everyone's lips is, how long will the counting take, and when will we see our Lord Mayor be crowned? Is that what it is? Sworn in. They're not a monarch. I get that.
look, that's crystal ball question. It's really difficult to tell. It's obviously going to depend how many ballots we end up getting back, how close the count is. So with seven Lord Mayor candidates and, say, up to, 6,000 ballots, you think about that spread across the seven. It depends how tight that's going to be. Or whether we have to do a recount. So it's really too difficult for me to indicate what time that's going to be finished. Obviously, I'll make the declaration on the Saturday night when that's done. And then the
big job, Kel. That's a big job.
I know. on Monday is actually the swearing-in ceremony. So that's when the Lord Mayor gets the chains and the formal process.
Fantastic. So I guess you and your crew will be working throughout the weekend to get the count done, regardless of how close it is and things like that?
Yeah, so we work from 6 p.m. tomorrow night when the ballots close, and we just count until we've got it right. So it's not like the state or federal election where we go home and come back the next day and verify the results. It's actually done tomorrow night / early Sunday morning if needed, hopefully not too early.
Wow. Well, look, like you encourage people to come down and watch the in the public area of the counting. If you're going to go, take Kelly and her team some coffee and some snacks because they may need it. Kelly Dancy from the City of Perth's Returning Officer, good luck this weekend. You've done a great job so far, and look forward to speaking to our new Lord Mayor next week.
Thank you so much, Jenna.